Till the end of the world, I'll be there for you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you.
Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Today we're going to talk about overcoming the deceitfulness of riches. So I'm going to talk to you today about money and material wealth. All right? So don't leave. I was talking to somebody this week and they were talking to me about a fellow that they met. It's a good Christian guy, but he grew up in a Methodist church. In all the years that he grew up, he never heard a message on money. And the first time that when he moved to a big city, grew up in a little country town, moved to a big city, went to another Methodist church, and the minister got up there and started talking about money, and he got up and left. Said he was insulted. Should never talk about stuff like that in church. Somebody should have told Jesus. Amen. You know, we are in a kingdom. And every kingdom has a monetary system. Amen. We're not going to talk so much about that. We're going to talk about the deceitfulness of riches. Amen. And we had just finished a couple of weeks ago talking about putting on the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles, the word wiles, W-I-L-E-S, literally means the methods or the tricks, the craftiness, the cunning, and the deceitful ways. So if you're going to stand against Satan's methods, because let me tell you, he does have a strategy that he has developed against your life. Satan has a plan for you, and he has a strategy to overcome you. Believe me, every person in here under the sound of my voice, he's developed a strategy against you. And if you're going to be able to overcome that strategy, then you're going to have to be clothed in the whole armor of God. And the first piece of that armor is the belt of truth. Hallelujah. That means that you need to be clothed in truth. All the way around, truth. The last piece of armor that Paul talks about is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which is the same thing, just a different manifestation of it. So the Word is both protection, and the Word is also offensive. That's why it's a double edge, the two-edged sword. That sword comes out of your mouth. It is the truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And then Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me." Then he said, "I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost, who is the Spirit of truth." So if you're going to associate with God, there's no way that you can get around becoming acquainted with the truth or the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God's will, the knowledge of God's word. And Jesus said, "If you're my disciples, you will continue in the word, and you shall know the what? Truth." You got to continue in it, not dibble and dabble in it, but a continual process of being diligent and consistent. Tell your neighbor, say, diligent and consistent. Yeah, you got to be diligent and consistent in the word of God, and you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, I found out, what will the truth make you free from? It make you free from poverty? Make you free from sickness and disease? Make you free from worry and fear? Truth will set you free from anything that Satan has designed to destroy your life. And the Bible says that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he can't do that unless he can do one of two things or both. Either he has to keep you ignorant. Tell your neighbor, say, ignorance is a curse. If you walk in ignorance, you walk in the curse. So Satan knows that he had to keep you from knowledge of the truth, knowledge about God. For him to be able to steal, kill, and destroy, he either got to keep you ignorant, where you just don't know. Ignorance is just a lack of knowledge, where you just don't know. Or he has to deceive you. In other words, he has to pull you away from the truth. The word to deceive or to deceive means this. It means to cause to stray, to lead astray, to lead aside from the right way. All these things what Satan will do. To go astray, to wander, to roam about, which means you can do it on your own. You can deceive yourself. You can wander away from the truth. You can go astray on your own. You can deceive yourself. It means to lead away from the truth. That's what Satan is good at, leading people away from the truth, to lead into error, or to be led aside from the path of virtue, to go astray to sin. Listen to this, to sever or fall away from the truth. So Satan is good at cutting people off from the truth. And sometimes he can get a person offended. You have to be careful how you hear, and you have to be careful what you hear. But how you have to do with your attitude when you hear something. And so sometimes I may say some things you don't like, and if you get offended by it, you say, "I ain't going back there. I ain't got to go over there."
That's true.
Satan just severed you. Because I'm not your enemy because I tell you the truth. Amen. I'm your friend. If I tell you the truth, I'm your friend. If I deceive you, then I'm your enemy. Amen. Sometimes people run from the person that's going to be the greatest blessing in their life because they're deceived. Hallelujah. So you got to know Satan got a method to destroy your life. He has a strategy to deceive you, and it is to make you wordless, prayerless, powerless. He doesn't want you to have any word. He don't want you to pray. And he certainly don't want you to have any power in your life. So in the process of him deceiving you, you'll become worldly and morally corrupt and confused, which means you'll have trouble distinguishing with precision right from wrong, true from a lie, and you just won't know. You'll just say, well, I don't know. I don't see nothing wrong with that. See, blindness. When you see people that say, I don't see nothing wrong with that, that's the problem with them. They just told you what their problem is. I don't see nothing wrong with that. All right, you just told me that you're blind. You're blind in that area. Satan has succeeded in blinding you if you walk away from the truth. And he got a strategy. He got a strategy. He say, I got to get him off the word. I got to stop him from praying. I want to strip him of power. I want him to be worldly and morally corrupt. We talked about those two things last week, prayerlessness and worldliness. And you, if you think it don't affect you, you're deceived already. See, you already deceived. I don't need that. See, he already got you. See, anytime the word going for you, you say, I don't need that. See, he got you. Because who told you you didn't need that? Did God tell you you didn't need the word? See, he's so clever. He just throw a thought in there real quick. I don't need that. Where you got that from? You can hear that so clear. You don't need that. Another method of deception used by the devil is money and material wealth. Now, let me say this before we get into it. God is the true source of all prosperity and material wealth. God is the source of it because he created it all. In the world, there's the wealth of the righteous and the wealth of the wicked. So don't be confused when you see people that's not serving God prosper. Because there's a wealth of the world, and then there's a wealth of the righteous, there's a wealth of the wicked. And the Bible talks about both of them. It talks about the wealth of the wicked and the wealth of the righteous. And they look just alike on the surface. But one of them leads to hell, and the other one leads to life and heaven. They look just alike on the surface. So don't be confused when you see the wicked prosper. I don't have time to teach on that, but I got a series out there called Biblical Prosperity. I cover all of that in detail. Listen to this. Money and material wealth should be used to honor God and must be kept in its proper perspective because in the kingdom of God, material prosperity is the lowest level of prosperity that you can have. Now, I know I'll shake you up with that. Everybody's striving to get more money, more wealth, more things, and they're striving for the lowest blessing that God has. You say, well, Pastor, what's higher than that? Family blessing, relationship with people is more important than material things. Amen? You never seen anybody really finna die and say, let me look at my bank statement again before I leave. Let me just see how much money I got in the bank before I leave. If they do, you know where they're going. They want to see their God before they leave. But most people say, get my children and my family. Family blessing. All right, let me tell you one better than that. Physical blessing. To have your health. More important than money. Now, I'm not telling you money is not important, but I'm saying there's more things important than in life. Because money sometimes can't help you. No matter how much money you got, you're going to die. Money can't stop death. And then the greatest blessing is your relationship with God. It's to have eternal life. So you see, there's God, there's your physical health, there's the blessing of your family, and then the material stuff. And the reason why it's at the lowest level is because Satan can operate in the material realm. And he can open doors of financial increase. I ain't gonna call it a blessing. But he can open doors of financial increase for you. He can get you doing illegal things, selling drugs. That's a door that's open to a lot of people.